the coming of the I-90 bridge had the effect of putting an end, really, to Kirkland's future as the primary town of the East Side, and the uplifting of Bellevue and the Northerly Bridge restored to a degree Kirkland, but as a suburban community. So we have Kingsgate, we have Queensgate, following on the heels of the opening of the 1963 bridge on the East Side. On the West Side, I don't think you could talk to anyone who lived in Montlake and wouldn't say it was a devastating experience to have 520 run right through the middle of their neighborhood. It just like I-5 did running north and south, 520 running east and west was not a gift to the people of Montlake.
What happens when a neighborhood is cut into like that?
It's
all those neighborhoods right along that whole swath. I mean, what's fascinating is just that there are all these neighborhoods and these different areas of waterland that become something else once this structure is there. It's transformative on a gigantic scale.
It is. I mean, When I think about the consequences of 520, I think about the Arboretum as much as I think about neighborhoods. It is hard in the Arboretum to get away from the sound of 520. And yet the Arboretum, it's the third Olmsted design here in Seattle, it's very like Central Park in many ways, although Central Park was not designed to be a museum of plants in the way that the Arboretum was. I think in some ways our Arboretum is one of the high points of Olmsted design. It was meant to be a retreat, but it is very hard to get away from noise there. On the other hand, the mitigation that was requested, that was required for 520, opened up the lake and the wetlands at the western high rise of 520 beautifully. Being able to walk out over Lake Washington to Marsh Island and to Foster Island and then on into the Arboretum is a magical experience. When I walk that path, I see people fishing. There's all kinds of interesting wildlife, otters, herons, eagles that you can see from that path. So, you know, there are assets and there are debits to this fantastic structure. From Laurelhurst, it's beautiful. And you know, I knew people in Laurelhurst very well who took photographs of 520 while it was being constructed. They thought that it was a beautiful work of engineering and of structure. I think when you're close to it, and it's noisy. I mean, we kept a boat at the Queen City Yacht Club for years, and the debris and just the oily dirt coming off 520 was a burden for us all. Transportation has its consequences. It has intended ones and unintended ones, positive ones and negative ones.